This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council will wrap up their budget workshop this afternoon. The council has been working on their 2024 budget for a few months now. A public hearing on the proposed budget is planned for next week. The council then will set the property tax rate, and tax bills should be in the mail sometime in early December. Now that the city has agreed to take another look at the Red Earth apartment project, they set out a schedule. Letters will be going out later this week to property owners within 1,200 feet of the proposed project. The Plan Commission will consider the amendment to allow four-story apartment buildings at their November 21st meeting. From there, the City Council will review the project at their December meeting. Red Earth wants to build near Lake Butamore 500 units in all in four-story buildings. During the month of October, a total of 116 trees were planted throughout Oshkosh. There were 27 different species of trees planted to increase diversity of the urban forest. Page 2, the Oshkosh Fire Department has inspected 103 homes in the Roosevelt School area for smoke detectors. They ended up installing better than 90 smoke detectors in 53 homes. Seven homes, they tell us, had no working smoke alarms at all. Over 750 eighth graders from the Oshkosh area schools got a chance yesterday to participate in the Chamber's Career Fair. Dozens of businesses took part at the UW-Oshkosh Culver Center. Excavation work has started on an addition to EAA's Finnish Aircraft Association area on the Air Venture grounds. The VAA's Youth Center will focus on educational activities for kids and teens during the upcoming fly-in. The first measurable snow of the season has arrived at Oshkosh, but should melt soon. Temperatures are expected to bounce back into the 40s later on this week. And tonight is Halloween. The Oshkosh Police Department is reminding us to slow down in neighborhoods and turn on our headlights. Trick-or-treaters should always use sidewalks. Costumes should be reflective. And when in doubt about candy, simply throw it out. Trick-or-treating hours are from 5 till 7 p.m. this evening. Turning to sports, the countdown is on to the Wisconsin Herd basketball season. Single-game tickets went on sale yesterday. The Herd opens their season on the road next week. Training camp is getting underway. That's a check on Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again later this week on the Chamber website, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First. Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Happy Halloween.